was a good senior and he came to us from, who manifested himself in Coca-Cola, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, out of my humble obeisance. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his breathing quick, and his mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes. He shivered with fright, and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisance. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord, Damodara, my obeisance hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not embrace you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other pool. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimbaroo due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly be in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me, uplift me, and protect me in your nectarian vision. O Lord Namadara, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva, and Nalakvara, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation in your effulgence. O Lord, The entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved, Srimati Radharani, and to your
through the saintly kings, but in the course of time it was broken. The chain of disciplic succession. Therefore, Arjuna, I have again appeared to speak this ancient science to you. So there is a need for the process of parampara. Krishna says it, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya uvadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tattadarshin. You have to find tattadarshi. You have to find a bona fide spiritual master and take a Vaishnava Diksha. Krishna says you must do it. So if you want to please Krishna, you have to take a spiritual master. So you have to search because you have to fulfill Krishna's instruction. You can't ignore Krishna's instruction. You have to find. You have to search. You have to do whatever it takes. There's a description in scripture who is a bona fide spiritual master. You have to learn that. Just like you're living in India, living in Maharashtra, living in Bombay, you have to follow the laws of the country. You have to learn the laws of the country. You can't say I'm ignorant of the laws, therefore I don't have to follow them. You have to learn the laws of the country. And similarly, you have to learn the laws of God, and you have to follow them. And one of the laws is that you must accept a bona fide spiritual master in order to make advancement in spiritual life. So the onus is on you. It is your responsibility. You have to take the trouble, take the time, go through the purificatory process. Susukam kartum avyayam. It is a joyful process. But in the beginning, yat tad agre, in the beginning, visham eva, it may be a little difficult because we're not used to it. Pariname mritopamam. In the end, it is like nectar. Be assured. Tatsukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadacham. This is happiness in the mode of goodness. Atma buddhi. It leads one on the path of self-realization. So I'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes?
You just now mentioned we have to follow the laws of the country, laws of the state. If the laws are corrupt and they are exploiting the mankind, is it right on our part to follow those laws?
If you want to avoid going to jail. If you don't mind going to jail, fine. Some people are principled in that way. They don't agree with the law and they don't follow. And they're prepared to go to jail.
Apart from the spiritual, I'm not talking about...
I'm not talking about spiritual, I'm talking about practical. If you break the laws of the country, you go to jail.
But if the laws are corrupt and they are harming mankind...
Then you should vote to change the laws. But in the meantime, you have to follow them. Yes. Why did Lord Krishna choose to come at that particular time? Yes. Because it was the beginning of Kali Yuga. In Satya, Treta and Dwapara Yuga, there were at least some of the principles of religiosity left. There are four principles of religion. They are like pillars that hold up dharma, legs. Cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, and mercy. But gradually, as Satya Yuga gave way to Treta Yuga, and Treta gave way to Dwapara, the pillars began to erode. People strayed from the path of Dharma. But by the time of Kali Yuga, things were looking very bad. And practically, saintly persons were harassed and persecuted, and they could not execute the activities of dharma. Therefore, Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. Whenever there is a decline, to that extent I come. And he has many incarnations. Kali Yuga is almost the end of Kali Yuga. It's almost finished. There's another 427,000 years. And if you want to wait, you're welcome. Now, I wouldn't advise you to wait. Why wait for spring? Do it now. Subhasya Sigram, if something is auspicious, become Krishna conscious now. Don't wait. Krishna consciousness is happiness, it is joy. Escaping Krishna consciousness is pain and suffering. We have a perverted sense of what is happiness and what is unhappiness. Unhappiness, the greatest unhappiness in the world, is to not have association with pure devotees. Association with pure devotees is the sweetest thing. I can't tell you what it was like to associate with Srila Prabhupada. It was incredible. It was freedom. It was joy. It was ecstasy. It was... We had many problems. But whenever Srila Prabhupada would come to our temple, all over the world, wherever our temples were, the devotees would have problems. Cultural problems, social problems, spiritual problems. Trying to get used to a different culture, trying to follow principles which they were not at all accustomed to. In fact, if you didn't break the regulative principles, people thought you were nuts, crazy. So trying to get used to those principles was very difficult. But whenever Srila Prabhupada would fly in and sit with the devotees and preach to us and share his realizations and give us his love, it was divine. So we have to seek out the association of pure devotees and cultivate association with pure devotees by pariprashnena sevaya, by submissive inquiry, and by rendering service. And in that atmosphere, all time and misery will disappear. Any other questions? How we can progress in our Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami has listed essential things. There's a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, The Science of Bhakti Yoga. So there he has described many different items, 64 different items. But of all the different items, 5 are very important. One of them is living in a holy place. So you can't live in a holy place like Vrindavan or Mayapur. You have your families, you have your business, you have your situation. But this temple is a holy place. You can come here as often as you can and chant and discuss and serve. Another one is to worship the deity of the Lord. So Radharas Bihari is here for you. You can make Radharas Bihari your life and soul. He is the Supreme Lord. He is not stone. And to associate with pure devotees, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, all of these things are very important in spiritual life. And by following this process, you can advance. You can see for yourself. You won't have to ask anyone. You will feel yourself, you're advancing. Just like when you're hungry at lunchtime and you take a bite of food. You were initially hungry and your senses were feeling a need for some gratification. Simultaneously, you feel good taste and your hunger dissipates and you feel strength. Tushti pushtik shudapayo anugasam. So, in the same way as you engage in bhakti yoga, you feel satisfaction, you feel happiness, and you feel knowledge, enlightened. I'm not sure if there... Okay, one or two more questions only. See, the point is... the point is that the material world is a place of bloodshed. The material world is not a place for peace. You have to go beyond the bodily conception of life. Everywhere there is fighting. Even within your body, the red corpuscles are fighting with the white corpuscles. The red blood cells, a lot of bloodshed there. The red blood is fighting with the white blood. So there is so much violence in the material world. The only solution is to get out of the material world. And it's up to you to see whether you're following in the right path or not. Everyone has to make his own choice. But according to Shastra, we have to Mahajano Yena Gatha Sapantaha. The Mahajanas, such as Lord Brahma, such as the four Kumaras, such as Sukadev Goswami, they are very saintly persons. They do not engage in the activities which you are talking about. So you have to find such persons. Just because you encounter counterfeit money, it doesn't mean that all money is bad. You have to keep searching. If you're following some bogus persons in the name of religion, then stop following them. You don't have to. People who get cheated in this world want to be cheated. You don't have to be cheated if you're sincere. Why in the name? It's not religion. There's a lot that goes on in the name of religion that's not religion. So why even call it religion? One last question. Yes. Why should we start Krishna Bhakti from childhood? Because Krishna Bhakti is good from every hood. Krishna Bhakti is a blessing at any stage in your life. Adulthood, youthhood, childhood, all the hoods. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Yeah.